Okay, so we do have a speaker this evening. They're going to share their experience, strength, and hope with us. Journey two into and through Narcotics Anonymous for 40 or 45 minutes, whatever they're comfortable with. And I believe I'm going to hand you over to Christine, who's kindly agreed to introduce them. So, Christine, over to you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Christine. I'm an addict.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm very happy to introduce my friend to you. I haven't known her for lots and lots of years, but I've known her for about four or 5 years since she started coming to Hignett and to our Australian counterparts at Any at Home. And we talked quite a lot from the beginning because we had both been clean. We were both returners to the program, having been clean for chunks of time and being very involved with the fellowship. And then gone back out again. And so, that gave us something to talk about in the first place. And we've done a lot of service together in these years. And we speak on the phone, not maybe as much as we did at one point, but we speak on the phone. And I know that we're friends because we have bickered quite a lot when we're doing service, but our friendship is strong enough that we just ignore it and then get on. And I know what some of our difficulties have been, and I can identify with things. And I'm still waiting after 5 years for her to come and visit me in Scotland. I believe she will one day. And I really look forward to it because I know we'd have great fun getting out to face meetings in Edinburgh and all of that. And so Hilmary, it's up to you, darling. You've just celebrated a clean time milestone, and I'll leave that up to you, but I give you Hilmary. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
That's Christine.
Christine, my word.
Hey, Hilmary.
I'm an addict. My name is Hilmary. Hi.
Hi, Hilmary.
Hi,
Hello.
Hilmary.
Hi, Hilmary.
Hello. Oh, it's so lovely to be here. And I have to say, that introduction, Christine, I'm sitting here with a huge smile on my face, an ear-to-ear smile. So thank you very much for that. It's helped to take the pounding out of my heart because I'm very nervous actually to do the share. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I was wondering, just to help me to connect and maybe some of us, can we start can I start my share with a 2 minute quiet meditation? Just for 2 minutes. Well, thank you so much. I'm an addict and my name is Hilmaré, and I'd just like to thank you all for giving me that grace for that 2 minute of silent meditation, because my heart was absolutely, I don't know why, pounding, absolutely pounding out of my throat. And it's brought me the unity that we have in this fellowship. And it's brought me just the sense of this loving energy, you know, that I know that we're all together here. And we're together here for a reason. We're together here to stay clean and learn to live the inner way. And to carry a message to the addict that still suffers inside and outside of the rooms, that any addict can get clean as long as we get to a meeting, you know, and keep coming back. So I can only say I don't want to talk a lot about my using days. It was really hard. It started off at a very, very, very young age when I was basically at just a very young age and was just with me all my life. Well, until the consequences of addiction, and it nearly killed me. It really is so true what it says in those readings. You know, it leads to jails, institutions, and death. Okay, and I came very close to death, but I have a higher power, and I don't know. We were talking before the meeting about why some people get it and why some people don't. Because let's face it, this disease that I suffer from, and most of us in the room, at rooms, it's cunning, baffling, and very, very powerful, and it does kill. So every day that we can be clean, and I say we, that I can be clean with you guys is a win. And I welcome anybody to the meeting, and I hope that you get something from the meeting and that you keep coming back. So when, and like Christina said, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. I didn't expect to hear you, Christine, introducing me. And yes, I still want to come and visit you up in Edinburgh. I really do. So we'll get there slowly but surely. It takes me a while, okay? Well, it took me a while to get recovery. You know, I did have, and like you'll hear, like a lot of you in this room know, fortunately or unfortunately, it actually doesn't matter. Relapse has been a part of my journey, but I also see names in here, friends of mine, right from the beginning of my start of recovery, and who have not relapsed. So, relapse has been a part of my journey, but and I know other people in the room definitely. I'm gonna ask, I see you coming to meetings all the time that relapse has not been a part. So, that is not the requirement for membership. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stay clean just for today. And I have that in desire. It's like burning inside of me, you know, because I know where addiction takes me to. I know where I am a drug addict, and but it's not the drugs. I am an addict. But where the drugs took me to was I didn't care about anything or anyone. I just needed to get high. I just needed to get out of it. I couldn't live. And in the beginning, and sometimes in the beginning of my recovery, that's why I needed to find step two. When I was doing step one for the first time, okay, well, I might jump around. I have the pain of living. The pain of living drove me to drugs, and that nearly killed me, and that drove me to NA. But with step one alone, with only step one, is looking at it from a certain perspective. I want to kill myself because I can't deal with the pain of living life on life's terms without a higher power in my life. I need you guys. I need this energy of love, this energy that gives me gratitude, this energy that I can stay in the moment and I am accepted the way I am. You know, I am accepted the way I am. I'm acceptable. I can be acceptable. I can accept other people. Step one to me is the most important step because it leads to the rest of the steps. I cannot stay in step one on its own. I'll kill myself. The awareness, because step one brings me into awareness, you know. I need step two. And I remember when we started the meeting and I saw the members on the top of my screen, I saw two members, their faces, their names. To me, it's like I see you. Some of you I've seen face to face, and some of you I know so well already because you come here and you share with me, you know. But I remember those two faces, they were part of my recovery when I first started so many years ago in Narcotics Anonymous, you know. And I'm so grateful, I really am, to know that you are doing the same thing as what I am doing here, you know. I come to NA totally desperate. I found the gift of desperation. And then I can carry on with the literature, with the steps, and I can learn to be myself. I don't have to, okay, I'm jumping again. I don't have to change myself for anybody that I'll get to that. You know, the gift of desperation, that to me is step one. But I've also learned with time in recovery and experience of listening to others in the meetings, our literature, that step one doesn't have to be that grateful, horrible, painful place. You know, it can be so empowering, so empowering. I remember. I first found Narcotics Anonymous after many treatment centers and things that had happened to me in my life where I was t ended up in a place, very isolated place in South Africa. I'm from Cape Town. I've lived in the UK for many, many years, but and this is where most of my recovery has been. But it started in South Africa, and I found meeting by mail, and I was so desperate, I couldn't get to physical meetings. I was in a small town in the Cape Province, And I had meeting by mail that I could write to, and once a month we would get a booklet sent out to us, and it was would be members sharing from all across the world, sharing their experiences, giving their addresses, and I was so full of pain I could, but the writing helped me to try, and it was part of my step one, trying to make sense of what had happened in my life, because I had always been quite an active person, and attractive, and attracted good things in my life, but I destroyed everything again. I just destroyed everything. And also before the meeting, we were talking about the scars of life. I do have scars of life, of what life, and well, scars of my addiction, but I've got recovery again today. And so just because also Christine mentioned it, I mean, I have to say that I found NA, the fellowship, through meeting by mail. And slowly but surely, things got better, very, very, very slowly. And my recovery process has been and continues to be a slow process. But I've learned I've got this burning desire. I stay clean because I do not want to lose that ever again in my life. So after, getting involved with service, coming over to England, well, coming over to England, doing meetings, getting involved with service, and doing all the things, sponsors, steps, service, meetings, meetings, meetings. I continued my meeting by mail for a long time, even though I could get to physical meetings here in England. But obviously, and after, I stayed clean for 17 years, and I don't know how it happened or where it happened. I have an idea, but when recovery for me, I did not, I did not matter. It didn't matter, and I started to get involved with emotional entanglements, really, which I'd learned about to stay away from, which I am learning about. I used again, and now that I'm back, I found virtual because I was too scared again to go to physical meetings for different reasons this time, and I got involved with virtual world. The how I got involved with that was that when I finally got to the end of it, I phoned my ex-sponsor to say, look, I just want to come and visit you. I'm very lonely. I started using morning, noon, and night again because I am an addict. That's what I do. Okay. And after all those years, it didn't matter. After really being active in the Narcotics Anonymous program, I left it. I left it. I left it. And I can regret it, but I know that I'm so grateful to be back today. I phoned my ex-sponsor and I said, I just want to get to bed together with you for because I'm lonely, whatever, just how. And she took me to a meeting in London, and I got the welcome back key ring, and I love that. That key tag's my most treasured, and that's why it's so important for me that everybody, this is where I am welcome, even no matter where, how I feel about myself. No matter how much I hate myself, no matter how much ashamed I am of myself, no matter how hard I can be on myself, I am welcome in NA, no matter what I've done, no matter what I've used, no matter for how long. If I continue to keep coming back, I will slowly get better. I will learn how to stay clean. Some of us get here and we immediately want to stay clean. Some of us, it was a bit more difficult to get through the denial. Mine was like that, you know. So I got step two, were to me, was wonderful because I can't have step one without step two, the rest of the steps. And step two to me was people wanting to help me. I come to a meeting, people are welcoming to me. They want to help me by not doing it for me, but by showing me that they can get through anything clean, that they can stay clean, and that I can do it as well. You know, that I can do it as well. So, since being back in Narcotics Anonymous, that is what I try and do. I keep coming back to meetings. Meetings are so important to me. And I read my literature. You know, when I get to my step three, when I have, I wake up every morning, I keep on reminding myself, subconsciously or consciously, that I'm an addict, that I need you. Step two is I cannot do this alone. I need you. When I tried doing life again, I wanted to live in the world just as a new normal human being. Just as I couldn't. I am an addict. I'm oversensitive. I can be oversensitive. I can think it's all about me. I'm self-centered. I have fear. Everybody's talking about me. What are they thinking about me? You know, all of that keeps on, that rearing its head. It's an ugly head because it's an ugly head. It really is ugly. And when I have peace with myself, you know, like I have these days, when I wake up in the mornings, I start my day with the step three prayer. You know, take my will and my life, guide me in my recovery, and show me how to live. That's it. And then I normally get into a meeting. And what I hear get from meetings is I stay clean. I phone people. I'm quite good with reaching out to people because I've learned about that. I need connection. I need connection. You know, sometimes I need time for myself, and that's okay as well. You know, and I can pray during the day, and I do, and at night. But more often than not, well, definitely, I cannot go to sleep before I do that. I say a prayer again. I give thanks for my day clean. I give thanks. Oh, good Lord, I don't know why it's bringing tears to my eyes as I'm sharing with you, because I'm actually just looking out onto a picture of our little family that we had. My mother, my father, and me, my two sisters, as children, and we were such a beautiful family. In retrospect, I can see that a beautiful family. I give thanks to my mother, my father, my mother that never saw me going back out, that I could go and help. They called me to help her when she was dying of cancer. And my father, whom I told, "Oh, Daddy, don't worry, I'm just taking a drink." Every night, and he used to say to me, "Hilmary, What's happened to you? Because I used to always say to him, Daddy, once an addict, always an addict. And I had to do 90 meetings in 90 days initially. And he would say, okay, well, so many meetings, then you would a month or 2 months, then you get to 90. So I used to say to him, no, Daddy, it's one meeting a day for 90 days, because I did that at the beginning of my recovery and when he was dying in hospital. And I really do believe my higher power gave that to us. I could speak to him on the phone from England and I could say to him, Daddy, I'm back in NA. And not soon afterwards, 2 days later, I think he passed and away. And my sister had smuggled the phone into him, and he said to me, I love you. And you know, that was so beautiful. These are the things that are precious to me as part of my step, well, my higher power. You know, I bring in that energy of total love and acceptance and gratitude for just being here today, not where I was 20, 30 years ago. That can come in from, of course it does, but I'm grateful to be clean today. You know, when I came to step two, and actually an acronym I heard in a meeting, I was also talking with a fellow addict today, was what love stands for. Now, love, I know, is quite a difficult word to learn about, and we do get to learn about it, and or some of us do, but I just love this acronym: let others voluntarily evolve. Let others voluntarily evolve. So with my step four, I've saw what a control freak I can still be. You know, how much I try and control things. And I've just learned that's also, I bring in step three, let go and let God, whatever my understanding of God is. It's the energy, it's in the universe. I don't know what God is, but I know it's given me the program to learn to live life clean. So others, I respect people that don't want to be in my life anymore. It hurts like crazy, you know. I keep them in my prayers. I pray for their well-being. I send good thoughts to them, but I know that, well, they hurt by my actions or whatever, and I've got to let go. The only way I can make it better is by respecting them, their space, and letting them evolve voluntarily. And maybe one day we'll come together. I'm not in control of anyone's life at all, whether it's a family member, whether it's another addict, nobody, you know. I do have a say over my own. I do have a choice. That's also what steps two's given me. I've got a choice, and you know, I have that today. And I love when I talk to my sponsor, because I'm learning every day. I'm learning. I hope I'll never stop learning. Every day I'm learning. I learn to listen. I learn to listen, and I try and do things as she does, or she gives me guidance. She doesn't tell me what to do, how to do it, when or who with. She listens to me, and then I can sit back and I can listen to a sponsee. I can, and I falter with it sometimes. I want to try and make it right for them. I can't. Nobody can make things right for me as I can't make it right for anybody. We all have a response. I have a responsibility to live life as best as I can, clean. You know, that's what step six and seven is to me. I look at my wrongs, what I feel I could have done better, and how I think I can change when I see with my step four that something isn't working out, but I'm still doing it, still trying to make it work. I'm repeating the old mistakes, what? Repeating the same mistake, expecting different results. And you know, it just doesn't work, as a lot of us do know. So six and seven is something I've got to constantly work on, and sometimes I just do not have enough willingness to let go. I don't have I just I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to see anything about it. I don't want to feel anything about it, and I don't for a while, and that's okay, but it will materialize when it materializes. I've learned that I can listen to you and I can hear how you do things, and slowly I might try and do it like you or in a similar way, because this is the program that works for all of us, but we all work it in our own way, you know. I suffer from the same disease as you do, but this is a pro similar. We look for similarities and not for differences. We look for similarities and not for differences. I cannot do it for you. I can't do it exactly like you. I am not you. I am me. But that's okay. You know, it's okay. And I do my best with step eight. Well, I've made my list. I don't want to put more people on my list. So I try my best with step eight and nine to learn to act in a different way and just to allow things to unfold. Just to allow things to unfold, to not cause harm to anybody, to treat everybody with respect and love, not romantic love, not love, but respect and time, to give everybody, to give time, you know, and yeah, not to go chasing after things like I used to always chase after things, you know. I'm not a person with a lot of ambition. My ambition is to lead a simple life. And actually, I don't have like loads of money, big properties, and anything like that. And I did think, oh, well, then I'm not working my program. Well, if I just work my wrong program differently, then I'll become rich and famous, and I would have done this and that. No. I lead a simple life. I like it this way, and I'm clean. You know, I can come to a meeting. I can listen to others. I can be part of the greater whole. I can be part of the greater whole. It's not just my closed-off world anymore. You know, I'm part of something much, much bigger than what I am. And that's why I love that quiet bit of time before the meeting when I know we together. It's all okay. It's beautiful. So, you know, that's how I do my step 10. I just do it throughout the day. You know, I don't do it anymore like I used to do the Living the Program pamphlet over and over. And I used to beat myself up with the step 10, which I can still do at times, you know, of course I can, but I try not to do it. And then I can have more peace with step 11, just allow peace to come over me, and I can just be a part, just a small part. I don't have to carry the show, just a small part. And I'm grateful for that. And that is, I'm grateful for the message that's always being carried to me, and for the message that I can carry tonight, that NA works. Nothing else has worked for me. Nothing else. Nothing else. I thought I could do the principles in another program because I had so many years clean, and I had lost my heart and soul when I lost NA, because it's in. I am now an addict through and through, and I need my people. My people, I need to be with you guys. So, well, thank you so much to everybody for being here and listening to me tonight. And I hope that we all just keep coming back. Oh, yes. And then I had a celebration, and I'm very grateful to be able to come and celebrate it here with you. So, thank you very much. And Helene for asking me to share, for Christine, your introduction, for everyone being here, and Steve and Jay and Ellie for your service. I'll leave it there. Thank you all.